Well, all the kids, if you guys want, if you care to, you can come like right up here and have a seat in a chair or the floor. And anybody that wants to join them, you know, parents, if you feel like, oh, I don't know if I can leave them, you know, they're that, you know, real young. If you want to come up with them and kind of hold them or be with them, that's fine. And I need two volunteers, maybe the first two that are here. How about, you don't want to? Okay, how about you two? Is either of you left-handed? You are left-handed? This is going to be perfect then. Here, come on, stand up here. And you know what? Let's see. We're going to do this. You gonna come too? I got a present here. We're going to unwrap a present. Now here's the deal. You guys need to cheer these folks on here. Here, let's. Because there's something in this present. Shake that. Am I telling the truth? Can you shake it? Oh. You know what?
I think I know what it is.
What's your guess?
Maybe Legos.
All right, maybe Legos. Okay, so let's set it right here on the table. I'm going to give you guys 30 seconds. You're left-handed. Get that left hand right here. Put your right hand behind your back. You're right-handed. So you put your left hand behind your back. I'm going to give you guys your other left hand. And I'm going to give you guys 30 seconds to open the present. If you guys get this opened in 30 seconds, then you can have what inside and share it with your 30 of your closest friends. You guys ready? In your mark? Get set? Go. One, who, I don't, okay, we'll count, right? We're all counting. We're the official. Oh, I think, oh, that didn't, oh, man. I made that way too easy. Let's do it again. I'm going to give you 10 seconds. No, okay. There are, so you guys can have a little bit and maybe share one of each or probably even a little bit more. Here, go take this and pass them out to your friends. They're candy canes and sixlets that were like, you know, not made in a factory with nuts for, you know, allergy purposes. But they're little candy canes and sixlets. So if there's somebody up there that you don't want them to have them, sorry. Because now it's going to be bad, right? If you come up here and take it from them, that's going to create a scene. If you stay there and let them eat it, that's... You guys, thanks for opening that present. And what I want to just talk about a little bit is the greatest gift ever. How many days until we're going to open presents? Is it 5 days? About, more or less. When do you guys open presents at your house? Tuesday. Ooh, that's like just 2 days. When else? What? On Friday, okay. Anybody got something specific you're really hoping for Christmas? Just something you're, oh, I really am hoping I get. A hoverboard. I'd take a hoverboard. Thank you very much. You guys didn't get any? Oh, well, here. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. Except for I do love sixlets. That's my all-time favorite candy. There you go. We'll just set it on the floor there in the middle. All right. Well, okay, here's a real tough question. Why do your parents buy you a Christmas present? Why do they do it? Why? It is not. I don't think so. Anybody want, why do you think your parents give you a Christmas present? Okay, why not? No, we're not going to go there. That's a totally different time. Yes? Because they love you. I think that's exactly right. See, I'm a parent now, so I get to give gifts, and I love to buy my kids presents and give them the gifts because I love them. And it just makes me happy to give them a gift. Well, in our text that we read, it said that Mary was carrying a baby in her tummy. It's almost like Jesus. Oh, who was the baby? I was going to ask that first. Jesus. Jesus was almost like Jesus was wrapped inside in Mary's tummy. And Jesus is the greatest present, the gift of all. So why do you think if your parents give you a Christmas gift, Because they love you. Why do you think God gives us the gift of Jesus? Why? Because he loves us too? Because God loves us. And that's what John, one of the writers of the Bible, says. God loved the world so much that he gave his only son. And God gives us Jesus because he loves us. And just like this present, that's a lot of candy canes. By the fistfuls. That's all right. At least for me. I might have to give you a nap this afternoon. But God gives us Jesus, right? Because he loves us. And Jesus is God's greatest gift to each one of us. And just how, like, when you guys get a present, it's given because God loves you. There's nothing we can do to buy that gift. We can't earn that gift. It's given to us freely as a gift. Now, at Christmas time, the present really becomes yours when what? Is it much fun when it's just all wrapped up under the tree? No, you got to go and you got to open it and receive it and accept the gift. Well, God's gift of Jesus is similar in that same way, that we have to receive that gift, to open up our hearts, to open up our lives, and allow Jesus to come in, to invite him in and to be our ruler, to let him have control of our lives and to accept that gift. So this Christmas, when we're opening up all the other presents, let's not leave the greatest gift all wrapped up under the tree, but let's ask Jesus to come into our life. And is in your home? I heard you. Let's pray. Can we pray? Well, God, thank you so much that you loved each of us so much that you gave us your only son. May all of us have hearts that are open. May we invite you into our lives, into our hearts, to receive your love, to know that we are loved. And may we love you and worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, you guys can head back to your seats if you want. And Ty's going to come here in a second, and she's going to kind of tell us what we have next, how we're going to continue worshiping together. I just wanted to say kind of two little thoughts about this as she'll explain more about some of the stations that we're going to have. But the two things that I have is this. One is that we're a family. And so that you look around and we're all a family. Now, these stations are great for the kids. So as a family, though, let's go through these stations and enjoy them together. You know, Jesus often talked about the kingdom of heaven belonging to children. I think, in a sense, what he's saying, if you really want to experience God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, then become like a child. Play with a child. Become playful like a child. We have a great opportunity to do that this morning, to be playful, to be childlike. So the really smart ones among us, when we get done here, you're going to go find about like a four-year-old and say, can I just hang out with you? Will you show me how to play? Let's go through these stations and let me just follow you. And if you don't have your own 2 or 3 or 4 year old, maybe somebody in here will let you borrow theirs for the next 30 minutes. And we can learn how to play and learn how to enter into the fullness of the life and joy of God's kingdom in becoming childlike. So, yeah, as Ty is going to share, those that have the offering plates, we're going to pass those back and forth so that we can continue to worship God just in our giving. And giving back to God out of the grateful hearts of all that he has given and done for us. So that will be happening while Ty explains to us a little bit more what we're doing next.
All right, so we have four station options that you can choose this morning. If you skipped breakfast or you already ate breakfast but you want another breakfast, we have some donuts and cookies available that you can choose that station. Another station is if you walk in the early childhood room, you are going to be making a Christmas ornament, and it's super cool. You can take it home, hang it on your tree. Our third station is making Christmas cards, and that'll be in the elementary room. And then our last station is the gingerbread houses, and I know some of you have been working really hard all year. Ron drew out his blueprint this morning, so he's ready. And so you guys can do that following the service this morning at 11:30. 11:25, we're going to be meeting at Wilshire, and we are going to Christmas Carol. And we would love for all of you, or a lot of you, to come so it's not just me, because that'll look really weird if I just walk in the dining room and start singing by myself. So if as many of you guys want to come for that, and whenever you're making, if you already have enough Christmas ornaments or you have like five people in your family that are making them, if you want to make your Christmas ornament and take it to Wilshire, you can give it there, and the same for the Christmas cards. So I'm going to give you like 10 seconds. Turn to whoever you're going to be traveling through the stations with and decide what station you're going to first. All right? So you got a few seconds. Decide. And I'm going to count down. And I'm going to say go. And then you guys are going to go find your station, all right? One, two.